Hello, everybody. Welcome to 5 in 5, the Chelsea Transfer Show that gives you the five biggest stories in 5 minutes, so you have to go nowhere else for your transfer news. And despite being a relatively quiet day, there has been some interesting movement in the transfer market for Chelsea, especially when there is only 1 week left of the window. But before we do get into the show, guys, please do make sure you give us a five-star review if you enjoy the transfer news coming out of the Chelsea Echo. And as well as that as well, if you're new around here, please do make sure you stick around, because there's so much more coming for you this week and throughout the rest of the window and the rest of the season from the Chelsea Echo. Now, we're going to jump straight into the news, and we're going to talk a little bit about Armando Breuer. Now, there was news over the past couple of weeks that he may be switching to Ipswich, and that was looking at a loan move with potential permanent move afterwards, obligation to buy, etc., etc., etc. But he has not really been keen on a move to the Suffolk side for an extended period now. Now, this has gone on for a lot of the window. Armando Breuer kind of being shuffled that way, and he isn't wanting to budge, basically training with the under 21s. And look, if we're going to be brutally honest, Armando Breuer hasn't really delivered in a Chelsea shirt. He's been given the opportunity, he was sent out on loan, then try and do it again with Fulham, couldn't break into the side. For the sake of his career, this is probably a better move for him and also for Chelsea. Obviously, in other cases, I wasn't so keen on it, but in terms of PSR and getting that pure profit through the door, Armando Breuer, I think this might be time for you to shift on. But guys, let us know your thoughts, obviously, over on the Chelsea Echo Twitter. We will be doing plenty of spaces this week, talking transfers, you name it. We're going to be busy doing all those big conversations. Aside from that, though, we'll move on to the next story. And solid interest in Trevor Chalobah has yet to materialise. Now, the England international has been cast out of the Chelsea squad since Enzo Maresca has arrived at Stamford Bridge and has also been training with the under-21s, much like Breuer. There's been a lot of discussion, Villa, Wolves, Crystal Palace. Lots of teams have said they may be interested in signing Trev, but no one's actually come in yet. Now, I'm guessing some of this might be logistical. So if you look at Crystal Palace, obviously Mark Gahey has been touted to move to Newcastle. They have then maybe not got the money that they wanted from that yet. That's still going on. If that goes through, you may see Trev join the South London side. Of course, if that doesn't go through, we've got Axel Disasi that Chelsea are still trying to shift as well. Seven players are expected to leave Stamford Bridge before the window ends, and Trevor Chalobah is still expected to be one of them. But the questions are now arising: if a suitor cannot be found, what happens to Trevor Chalobah? But let us know your thoughts about this as well over on the Chelsea Echo Twitter. Moving on now, Bournemouth, they are closing in on a deal to sign Kepa from Chelsea. It is a loan until 2025, and it would see him extending his contract at Stamford Bridge until 2026. And this was decided after late night talks. Kepa is set to travel for a medical down on the south coast very, very soon. Big news for Chelsea. Big wages off the bill. That's what I think about that. Done and dusted. He was obviously never going to see himself in a Chelsea shirt again. I think obviously Philip Jorgensen and Robert Sanchez now are finding their feet. He is obviously not someone who is considered a requirement at Chelsea. Massive wages, as we said. We'll have to see what happens with that. But hopefully that is a done deal for Chelsea. But we'll move on now. And this is where it got interesting after the Wolves game yesterday. A fantastic result, by the way. If you haven't already listened to Final Score, The Score, and the voice note reviews after this, make sure you do. Some great shows. And there were some great calls on the Final Score show. I had to tune and have a little listen myself whilst I was having a nice drink to celebrate that win. But Chelsea do consider Jadon Sancho an opportunity. Now, they're looking at maybe making a move for him, but it would be a swap deal with Manchester United. Sterling is open to that move as well, obviously spending a long time in the city of Manchester whilst he was at Manchester City. But the priority for Chelsea right now is outgoings. Now, where do you start with a situation that is Jadon Sancho and Raheem Sterling? Well, Jadon Sancho found himself not breaking into the Manchester United side last season, falling out with the manager. The questions had to be raised there. We need to understand what was going on. He's been renowned for not having the best attitude. Even when he was at Dortmund and performing, he was still going to the UK all the time, coming back late to training, was constantly given fines by Dortmund because he just wasn't playing by the rules? And is that something that Chelsea want to deal with? That is my big question there. Raheem Sterling obviously hasn't performed. Massive wages. We spoke about Raheem Sterling at great length on Sunday, obviously, in the supplement show. So again, another show. If you haven't listened to it, make sure you go and listen back to that with me and Dan going through all those big bits of transfer news. But look, is it something which really works for Chelsea? Not really. I'd much prefer to see Raheem Sterling move on completely, maybe go to another side. Obviously, Villa are still interested potentially. Crystal Palace, I'm not sure they can afford the deal. But look, realistically, wherever he goes, he's going to have to take a pay cut. So we'll have to see what happens with that move. But that's one which, to be honest, looking at the performances we saw over the weekend, I don't think it's a necessity. We'll have to see what happens with that. But moving on, Victor Osimhen. Now, this is the interesting one, which I'm sure everyone has waited for. This is a slightly extended show because these are big deals which we have to talk about. And obviously, it's the last week of the transfer window. You're not going to have 5 in 5 when the window ends. I'm sure you're going to miss it. You're still going to hear my voice in the previews and the voice note reviews, making sure that you come into the post-match spaces, all that good stuff. Don't worry, I'm not going anywhere. You can still find me. But Victor Osimhen seems to be an interesting situation, shall we say. So, yesterday, Al Ahly put in an offer for Victor Osimhen. Obviously, Lukaku has now headed to Napoli, which means that Napoli are now trying to shift Victor Osimhen on, which means that it is an extremely cut price. And that is an understatement. 55 to 60 million euros is being touted for the Nigerian striker. And that is half, if not more than half, of what his release clause is. And that is a snip, I think, of what any of us expected. Now, that was agreed financially between the clubs, but Victor Osimhen, obviously the big issue Chelsea have is his wages. He is not budging on those wages, but he is still in conversations with the Saudi Arabian club. That is because he's looking to see if he can get a release clause, which means he can come back to Europe. So, realistically, if we're looking at the wages he'll be getting in Saudi, we all know what players are on over there when they head over there, especially players of his caliber and star quality. PSG were sniffing around him. We were. Elite clubs look at him as an option for that centre forward spot. And he's looking at this to go, well, if I can secure generational wealth and then come back to Europe in a couple of years, because he is still young, bear in mind, that is maybe something worth considering for him if you're in his position. However, time is running out for Victor Osimhen and he needs to really consider and evaluate his options. Now, he's not thrilled by a move to Chelsea, apparently. If he doesn't want to be here, and in the words of Reece, if you have to persuade people to carry the bricks, you don't want them. It's looking more and more that way. Do you want someone who just looks at us as a second option? Or do you want somebody who can really come here and really make a difference and wants to be here? Now, obviously, there is no doubt that Chelsea need to look at a centre-forward. Now, I've been a massive advocate for Victor Osimhen. I think he's a fantastic option. I think he's an elite centre-forward. He's proven it in multiple leagues. He drove that Napoli team to a Scudetto. So, look, for me, he's definitely an option I would consider. But if we need to look at everything, and like I said, if he doesn't want to be here, I'm not sure that Chelsea are going to make a move for him. There are other options out there, obviously not as good as Victor Osimhen, and I very much would be in the camp of still trying to convince him. Chelsea want a player that sits within that wage structure. Osimhen is not going to do that. And he's a player which, if I'm being brutally honest, especially someone who is, you know, considered, you know, would be the franchise player, quote unquote, he's somebody who I would throw the money at, and especially considering the price that we would be buying him at. I'm sure Chelsea looked at the options and went, well, we're expecting about £80 million to sign him. This is a massive fall off in terms of that, in terms of the price we could be getting him at. I would throw the wages at him, but that's just me. Let me know your thoughts in the comments section on Spotify if you're listening there, or if you're not listening on there, make sure you let us know over on the Chelsea Echo Twitter. But this has been 5 in 5. This has been your transfer show. Make sure you tune in for the next one tomorrow, when I'm sure there will be some extremely lively transfer news, with it being the last week of the window and Chelsea looking to shift on up to 7 players. I've been Louis Beneventi. Make sure you follow me on Twitter. Make sure you follow the Echo. Make sure you give us a 5-star review if you're new around here. All that good housekeeping. And we'll see you later. Ta-da.